Thanks, MK, and good morning to you, East Texas. We thank you for joining us on this Thursday, May the 8th. Jeff Rourke here with Melissa Kaiser. Always glad to be with you on these morning drives, and stay tuned this hour for all the latest in news, sports, and weather. Forecast from KETK meteorologist Braden Seo coming up next. Stay tuned at 7:53 for Paul Gleiser, a live report from Rome, KTBB News Time 7:06.
You're replacing the fence at your home, and the city wants to see a survey for the permit.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
You're buying property and the bank wants a land title survey.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
You're ready to begin construction on your property and you need construction staking.
Call 7R Surveying of Tyler.
Your home, the family farm, the land you're developing, these are big assets. To maximize them, the first step is to know exactly what you have. 7R Surveying is a locally owned professional land surveying firm based in Tyler with a focus on East Texas. 7R Surveying is expert in subdivision design, farm and ranch surveys, corner marking, land title surveys, topographical surveys, and much more. With 7R Surveying, you get local expertise and fast turnaround. Know what you have. Call 7R Surveying. See them online at the numeral 7rsurvey.com. 7rsurvey.com. Texas firm number 101-94919.
There's nothing like having a clean house.
I used to say when I had a housekeeper that came to my house that it was the best day of my week.
Natalie Dawson owns The Maids in Tyler, your professional home cleaning service.
Because I worked, I had kids in sports and taking them here and there, and that was the last thing I wanted to think about was cleaning my house.
You clean your home because you have to. The Maids in Tyler cleans your home because that's what they do.
We bring everything that we need, so you don't have to have anything ready or provide anything for us. We do have a 22-step clean that we use in every room of your home. Door frames, window sills, all the standard stuff, and then plus some extra stuff.
Front to back, top to bottom, The Maids in Tyler will get your home clean and help keep it that way. Let The Maids clean so that you can relax. Learn more and get a no-obligation quote at maids.com. Maids.com. The Maids in Tyler. A clean home. A happy you.
Do you have a metal roof? Do you want one? At Cables Roofing, we do all types of metal roofing. For a true lifetime roof system, call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time 7:08. Let's get the latest now on our weather from meteorologist Braden Seo.
Going through our Thursday across East Texas, we'll be seeing partly cloudy skies for most of us with maybe a stray shower or storm across the northern half of the area with better chances as you head down into deep East Texas where moisture levels are a little bit higher, winds northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight, we'll look for lows around 58 to 59 degrees and we will see those highs on Friday climbing into the mid to upper 70s, looking for potentially about a 30% coverage of showers and storms for our Friday afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies will be expected. And then again, a chance for maybe a stray shower or storm Saturday under partly cloudy skies. And then for our Mother's Day on Sunday, we'll look for 77 degrees with partly cloudy skies, no rain by then. And then lots of sunshine heading into next week as high temperatures climb right back into those 80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks very much, Braden. Folks, it is 62 degrees over Jack of Diamonds Honda, 59 degrees over Tower Honda, and 62 at KTBB. Melissa Kaiser has your headlines coming up next. KTBB News Time 710.
Yes, we've already had severe spring weather, and yes, the power went out here at KTBB, but if you were listening, you didn't notice. Hi, this is Paul Gleiser. When the power failed here at KTBB, we rocked right along because we have a Generac automatic standby generator from Generator Supercenter in Tyler. The same can be true at your home. The power is going to go out, you just don't know when or for how long. But it doesn't really matter because when the power does fail, your Generac automatic standby generator will come right on. No sweltering in the dark for you, your AC will keep running, your lights will stay on, your life will go on. Generator Supercenter in Tyler can install a Generac automatic standby generator at your home at a price that you can afford, and they'll help you line up easy financing. That's why Generator Supercenter is the number one Generac generator dealer in the nation. Generator Supercenter is on the Southwest Loop in Tyler. They're online at GeneratorSupercenter.com. The nation's number one Generac generator dealer, Generator Supercenter.
We
want choices in the clothes we wear and the food we eat. Why wouldn't we want choices when it comes to picking eyeglass frames?
As a consumer, when you walk into an eyeglass shop and you see a big wall full of frames, they can really start to kind of all look the same.
That's Anna Thompson, optician and owner of Express Eyewear.
So what we're going to do that's different, we're going to greet you, look at the prescription first, ask you some questions like, what do you like about your current glasses? What do you not like about them? And then we're just going to sit you down and we're going to bring the frames to you. We're going to look at your face shape and see what type of frame would suit your face. Same for your preference on style. Some people want something more colorful, more noticeable. Other people want to be more conservative and they want the glasses to be the last thing that somebody notices about them.
Independent, optician owned, and in a brand new location, Express Eyewear is ready to help you see better, look better, and feel better. Express Eyewear is on Highway 69, about a mile north of I-20. They're online at expresseyewear.net. Expresseyewear.net.
For primary care or urgent care, remember Total Point Healthcare in the Tyler Longview area. No appointment needed or waiting. Total Point accepts most insurance, but also offers a membership self-pay program. 50% off through May 31st. Code KTBB50, totalpointcare.com.
Spring allergies got you down? Evans Air's $49 allergy tune-up is just what you need. Call 903-204-7950. That's 903-204-7950. Evans Air, now supporting Longview. EvansAir.net.
KTBB News Time, 712, 59 degrees in Longview, 62 degrees in Tyler. Good Thursday morning to you, East Texas. Hope yours is off to a great start. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
Global shares are rising moderately after a lackluster finish on Wall Street. Most shares are ticking higher after the Federal Reserve left its main interest rate unchanged. President Trump is expected to announce the first trade deal today after he paused many of his tariffs against U.S. trading partners. Attorney General Pam Bondi announcing a nationwide crackdown on child predators. Police arrested a number of Columbia University students who occupied the school's library Wednesday in protest for Palestine. More than a dozen states are suing the Trump administration for withholding billions in electric vehicle charging funding, and more confrontation between India and Pakistan as fears of a large conflict grow. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Stay tuned for sports next. KTBB News Time, 713.
If you're over age 65, it's likely that the federal Medicare program is your primary source of health insurance. Medicare Parts A, B, and D go a long way toward covering the expenses of hospital stays, doctor visits, and prescription medications. But Medicare doesn't go all the way. Even when you're covered by Medicare, you still have out-of-pocket expenses. That's where a Medicare supplement plan can make a real difference. But which Medicare supplement plan is best? That's where Emerson Insurance can help. Emerson Insurance is expert in Medicare and Medicare supplement coverage. Emerson Insurance will help you select a Medicare supplement plan that best suits your needs. And unlike Medicare itself, which has a specific annual enrollment period, you can choose a new Medicare supplement plan at any time you choose. A visit with an Emerson Insurance Medicare expert is no cost, no obligation, confidential, and low-key. You share no personal information until you decide you're ready. So call Emerson Insurance at 592-8100, 592-8100. Or see them online at emersoninsurance.com.
Emerson Insurance does not offer every plan available in your area. Any information that they provide is limited to the plans that they do offer in your area. Contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. Visit EmersonInsurance.com.
Tyler Ford believes if you treat your employees like family, they'll treat the customers like family as well. Our entire dealership lives on this promise every day of the year. Right now, Tyler Ford is offering employee pricing on every new vehicle in our inventory. You pay what we pay. And with our large selection, it doesn't get any better than that. Hurry in and take advantage of this limited time offer. The only place to get employee pricing and free ceramic paint protection is Tyler Ford.
KTBB News Time, 7:15, 62 degrees. Time now for a look at sports, sponsored by Montrose Concrete, montroseconcrete.com. A House subcommittee took on the issue of biological men in women's sports yesterday, hearing from witnesses with direct ties to the controversy.
USA Fencing defended itself before a U.S. House subcommittee hearing on biological men in women's sports. Damian Layfeld, USA Fencing's board chair, said mixed gender matches are common and shows
fencing is a sport of strategy and technique. Those elements will most frequently determine who prevails.
But Stephanie Turner bowed out of a fencing match with a transgender opponent, saying speed and strength do matter in mixed gender matches, calling it demeaning.
To put down the differences between men and women and any woman's loss to a man as a skill issue.
Prior to testimony, committee members clashed over whether a government efficiency hearing was an appropriate venue for a sports issue.
That is Gernal Scott in NBA playoff action last night.
Gilbert Alexander on the outlet, crossing the timeline straight away. Guarded by Brown, steps away, fires a three of his own. It's online. Got it! Is yet to miss. He's 5 of 5 with 16 points.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led with 34 as the Thunder put up an NBA playoff record 87 points in the first half, rolling to a thumping of the Nuggets. Final score there, 149-106. That evens the series at a game apiece. In Boston,
Ananobi, left wing, to Brunson, near corner, inside to Hart, catches, steps inside, missed a layup, tip in by Towns, and he's fouled! Karl Anthony Towns makes it a one-possession game.
The Knicks rallied from 20 points down with a big fourth quarter. Jalen Brunson hit a pair of free throws to put New York ahead of the Celtics with 12.7 seconds left. The Knicks won it 91-90 to take a two-game series lead. On the hockey ice,
Dodonov, Steele, and Rantanen. Rantanen's double-shifted a few times, including leading to the goal, and a shot here, score!
That was the second of three goals for Mikko Rantanen, his second straight hat-trick. The Stars beat the Jets 3-2 in game one of the second round. Yesterday afternoon on the diamond, the Astros waved off the Brewers with a 9-1 whipping of the Brewers in Milwaukee. Framber Valdez went seven innings with seven strikeouts. The Rangers, meanwhile, played the second of their series at the Red Sox. New Boston slugger Alex Bregman hit a milestone.
Swinging a shot down the left field line. Hit his way back, and it is gone! There it is, Bregman!
That blasts the 200th of Bregman's career. Texas sluggers Adolis Garcia and Josh Young also smacked round-trippers in the game. Rangers starter Tyler Mahle left with a lead after five innings, but the bullpen gave it up. Jacob Webb taking the loss. Final score there, 6-4. The rubber match this afternoon before the Rangers head off to Detroit to face the Tigers tomorrow. Your Money Now coming up next, KTBB News Time 7:18.
The word concrete has come to stand for a lot more than just the product used to build roads, bridges, walls, and buildings. If something's set in concrete, you think solid, safe, and stable. Hi, Bill Coates. At Montrose Concrete, this material becomes an art. They solved a drainage issue at my home. At your home, Montrose Concrete can shape, design, and color this versatile product to fit your lifestyle of driveways, patios, decorative walls, floors, pool decks, and much more. Your imagination is really the only limit. Montrose Concrete is over 40 years experience. They are a licensed and bonded master craftsman, creating functional and aesthetic solutions for and including projects like residential, commercial concrete, light industrial, concrete restoration and repair. Concrete lasts longer and looks spectacular. See their gallery on Facebook at Montrose Concrete Inc. or montroseconcrete.com. MONTROSE concrete.com. Montrose Concrete.
Again with Facebook?
No, sweetie. I'm looking at our swimming pool.
We have a swimming pool?
We're about to. Look here. PrecisionPoolsTX.com. Just look at what we can make of our backyard. A pool to cool us off in the summer, an outdoor living area, an outdoor kitchen, a place to entertain friends and neighbors, and a place for just you and me.
Well, I like that part, so I'll just go start scratching lottery tickets.
Don't be silly. We can afford it. Precision Pools has easy fixed-rate financing, and with our good credit, we can be approved in just a day or two.
Precision Pools.
Wow, more than 25 years in business. The largest swimming pool builder between Dallas and Shreveport, with more than 1,000 pools under their belt. Rated A+ by the BBB.
So do I get a vote in this?
Of course. You can vote yes.
Long live democracy.
Precision Pools can transform your backyard into your favorite place on earth. See their gallery at PrecisionPoolsTX.com. PrecisionPoolsTX.com. The most experienced pool builder in East Texas. PrecisionPoolsTX.com.
Partly cloudy and warm today. High temperature in the low 80s. Partly cloudy for tomorrow. A slight chance of rain, high in the middle 70s. Then from the Total Point Healthcare Studio, Your Money Now is next. 62 degrees. KTBB News Time, 7:20.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Nintendo said it expects to sell 15 million units of its new Switch 2 console in the fiscal year ending March of 2026. It is the first forecast for sales from the Japanese gaming giant since it announced the successor to its successful Switch device. Shipping giant Maersk has reported preliminary underlying earnings of just over $2.7 billion for the first 3 months of the year. That's up 70% from the same period a year earlier and above the $2.6 billion expected by analysts in an LSEG poll. Maersk kept its 2025 profit guidance unchanged between $6 and $9 billion, but said global container market volume growth has been revised to negative 1% to 4%. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman wrote in a blog post that the company has named Fiji Simo, Instacart's CEO, as its head of applications. Simo joined OpenAI's board last year. Futures are sharply higher after Trump announces the UK-US trade deal. That's your money now.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ziprecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free.
Solar power can be an excellent way to save on power at your home or business.
Anytime the sun is shining, you are using your energy first before you buy any.
That's Rudy Wright. He's the Wright of Right Way Solar of East Texas.
And if you need just a little bit more, you're only buying that little bit more. And when you have a little extra, you're selling that little extra.
If you're thinking about solar power, don't buy from a company that's selling door to door. Go with experience and local ownership.
All of our designs are done based on, you know, expertise and attention to detail and the fact that there's a million ways to make mistakes in a solar investment, and you certainly want to get with somebody that's already made most of them and knows how to keep you out of those.
Harness the power of the sun. Reduce your energy bills. Have peace of mind. Right Way Solar is independent and locally owned. See more and learn more at right-way-solar.com. W-R-I-G-H-T-way-solar.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:23, 59 degrees in Longview, 62 in Tyler.
Undocumented migrants from the U.S. may get moved from El Salvador.
Judge James Boasberg at a hearing Wednesday said he's considering the idea of moving migrants the U.S. deported to El Salvador and its notorious CECOT prison back into U.S. custody. He floated the idea that they could be moved to Gitmo or some other facility for judicial hearings to determine if those migrants are Venezuelan gang members. An ACLU lawyer working on behalf of the migrants said they'd have to be able to visit with their clients ahead of that. The hearing happened as the Trump administration's defied court orders to return two migrants who were deported by mistake.
Jill Nato reporting the Texas border with Mexico is in line to get some upgrades.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are giving the head of Homeland Security their wish list. South Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar says the Biden administration ignored problems with the Border Patrol system of security cameras.
In my area, only one-third of the cameras are working.
The Trump administration, though, is more focused on a border wall. A big spending bill includes cash for 700 additional miles. The cost? About $46 billion.
Michael Board reporting with the remaining days in the 89th state legislature winding down. It's that time when tempers begin to flare between the Texas House and Senate.
With less than 4 weeks left in the session, it's now whining season in the Texas House of Representatives. This year, it's State Rep. Yolanda Jones and House Speaker Dustin Burroughs.
Mr. Speaker, is it true that 101 Senate bills have passed the House, yet only two House bills have passed the Senate?
The chair is not advised.
And it goes on.
Is it true that only a single House bill has been sent to the governor's desk while 34 Senate bills have been?
The chair is not advised.
And now the big one.
Is it true that HB2, the bill to fund our schools, which are currently shutting down, has been sitting in the Senate without a hearing for 19 days now?
The chair is not advised.
How will the Senate respond?
Chris Fox reporting most airports around the United States operated smoothly as new real ID requirements took effect because travelers without the updated document were still allowed to move through security easily. The 60th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards will be handed out. tonight.
Reba McEntire is set to host the ACM Awards, which streams live from the Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters in Frisco, Texas. She'll be joined for the show's 12-minute opening performance by Clint Black, Dan and Shay, Winona Judd, Leanne Rimes, and Sugarland. ACM nominees include Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Ella Langley, and the Warren Treaty. Keith Urban will receive the ACM Triple Crown Award during the show. That's given to those who have already won New Artist of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. You can see the Academy of Country Music Awards streaming live on Amazon Prime at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Tanya J. Powers with that report. From the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center, I'm Melissa Kaiser, KTBB News Time 726.
Any optical shop can fill a prescription. The optical shop at iCare Associates offers more.
I would say if anything was substantially better, it would be the people taking care of you that we have here.
iCare Associates of East Texas optical shop manager, Mike Pruitt.
We've seen a lot. I mean, employees that have been with me as long as they've been with us, they've been and seen so much over all the years and learned so much that they pretty well can help a patient with any kind of problem they have. I think we actually go over and above on our customer service. And I try not to let anybody ever go out the door that I haven't gone as far as I can to make sure they're happy.
No matter who wrote your eyeglasses or contacts prescription, get it filled by the experts at the optical shop at iCare Associates of East Texas. The iCare Associates optical shop is located on East 5th Street in Tyler, a block inside Loop 323. They're online at iCareTyler.com. iCare Associates of East Texas, where they're proud to say, we care. You'll see.
Most plumbing companies try to hire qualified plumbers, but American Plumbing Company creates them.
We do grow our own plumbers.
Laurie Townsend is the president and owner of American Plumbing Company.
I have several master plumbers here now that were apprentices when they started. We're always training new apprentices, and they move quickly up to tradesman plumbers, then up to journeyman plumbers, and several of them have even moved up to master plumber. Usually when we hire someone, they're here to stay. I've got plumbers who have been here for over 20 years. We really do invest in our employees. We consider ourselves a family, and we like to take care of our family.
American Plumbing Company is fully insured and is an A-plus accredited business with the Better Business Bureau. Quality work, honest pricing, well-trained and well-qualified plumbers. American Plumbing Company. Online at apctyler.com. apctyler.com. License number M42236.
The chronic pain and discomfort of peripheral neuropathy is no joke.
Most neuropathy patients, their current treatment plan will be some type of neuromodulating drug, which will mask the pain, but it doesn't cure the pain.
Mackie Smith is the clinic director at Neuropathy Treatment Clinic of Tyler.
What we do at Neuropathy Treatment Clinics is we get to the root of the problem. And when I say the root, I mean the nerve root. The technologies that we provide our patients attack the root problem of the damage to the nerve. It helps with the overall healing cascade, and we can boast, on average, our patients are finding over 80% reduction in their neuropathy symptoms.
For most patients with neuropathy, Neuropathy Treatment Clinic can provide significant improvement in their quality of life. Visit NervePainTyler.com. NervePainTyler.com. Medicare and many major insurance plans are welcome. Life begins when pain ends. Go to NervePainTyler.com.
KTBB News Time, 729, 62 degrees. Melissa, what do you have on the other side of the news?
Well, scientists have developed what they believe is the most widely effective anti-venom ever, and the secret ingredient came from one man's blood. In the course of their research, the team found Tim Freed, who had been bitten hundreds of times by 16 species of deadly snakes, the poison lethal enough to kill a horse over an 18-year period. Now, Freed had received the bites intentionally as part of a self-immunization process using escalating doses. As a result, he had become hyperimmune to the effects of snake neurotoxins, the researchers stated. Tim says, "The reason I've been bitten so many times is to get more comfortable with it." He added, "It became a lifestyle for me, almost like an addiction." Who is this person?
Get your ears pierced, man.
Come on, man. No doubt. Get a tattoo. Well, a Kentucky woman was in a sticky mess when she found stacks of boxes containing lollipops on her doorstep. The surprise delivery was ordered by her young son while he played on her phone. Holly LeFevers tried stopping her son's Amazon order for about 70,000 dum-dum suckers before the treats arrived, but it was too late. Amazon had delivered 22 cases to her home. The cost? What do you think, Jeff?
I'm guessing a few thousand dollars.
$4,000 in total. She was able to get her money back.
News
brought to you by Gray's Home Fashion Gallery. Let your personal elegance speak through the rooms of your home. Visit graystyler.com. Let them showcase your style. It's 61 degrees at 7:30.
News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump first teased, then confirmed the trade agreement with one of our greatest allies.
It is a great honor to have the United Kingdom as our first announcement. Many other deals, which are in serious stages of negotiation, to follow. The UK is in a bit of a unique position because it did not fall under the reciprocal tariffs, but is subject to a 25% levy on steel, aluminum, and cars, plus that global 10% tariff that does remain.
Dr. Alexandria Hoff at the White House ceremony, 10 a.m. Eastern, in the Oval Office. Black smoke rising from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel.
That means that the Cardinals have voted twice this morning, and no pope has been picked.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Vatican City. A cardinal must reach two-thirds of votes to become pope. As many as two more votes could happen today. America's listening to Fox News.
KTBB News Time, 7:31, temperature 62 degrees.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, homeowners, criminals are targeting your equity, so you need to check your home's title right now. Just use promo code BILL at HomeTitleLock.com to get a free title history report, plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 title monitoring, urgent alerts, and if fraud should happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. So please go to HomeTitleLock.com. Use promo code BILL today. On this Thursday, remember the media hysteria over President Trump allegedly running for a third term? Lots of empty rhetoric. Well, now he says he won't do it. Then it was making Canada a state, fury all over the place. Apparently that's not happening. Invading Panama? No. Occupying Greenland? Don't think so. Making Gaza into Miami Beach? Doesn't look like it. Do you sense a pattern here? An incredibly foolish media falling for every single provocative thing Mr. Trump says? The latest is obeying the Constitution. Apparently, Kristen Welker of NBC News is very concerned that Mr. Trump will ignore it. Here's what she said on Sunday, quote, "Don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?" To which Mr. Trump replied, quote, "I don't know. I have to respond again by saying I have brilliant lawyers that work for me, and they are obviously going to follow what the Supreme Court says," unquote. Okay, but the media headline was misleading. It simply said Trump doesn't know if he has to follow the Constitution. The discussion was about due process for undocumented migrants. The Supreme Court will have to make some big rulings on that shortly. So the president's answer was not a repudiation of the law, was it? You wouldn't know that by listening to the corrupt corporate media. Back after this. Take your health into your own hands with All Family Pharmacy. They have more than 200 medications, including ivermectin. Forget waiting rooms, pharmacy lines. Just order online and get delivery straight to your door. More than 100,000 Americans trust All Family Pharmacy, and you should too. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/bill. Use promo code BILL10 for 10% off. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. For more news and honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
At Austin Bank, when we say we're with you for all of it. We're with you at the starting line and at the end of an era. For the moments that matter, big and small. We're with you as you dream what's next and as you make those dreams a reality. We pick you up when you fall, congratulate you when you succeed, and stand by your side for the rest. Austin Bank, with you for good. Member FDIC.
It's legendary Tex-Mex food at Posados and Mercados, plus daily specials, like Monday when kids 10 and under eat free with each adult meal. At Mercados in Tyler, Posados in Tyler, Longview, and Lindale, and order online at Posados.com and MercadosCafe.com. KTBB News Time, 735, 62 degrees. Time for the news with Melissa Kaiser.
No traffic delays reported this morning along I-20 in East Texas. Officials confirm a tornado touched down in East Texas during Tuesday's severe storms.
According to our news partner, KETK, the National Weather Service confirmed an EF0 tornado struck Anderson County Tuesday afternoon near Frankston. The Fort Worth-based investigators said the tornado hit the northeastern portion of the county at maximum wind speeds of 85 miles per hour. The team is still in the area examining any additional damage. After they've completed their survey, they'll release their findings. Chuck McKinley, KTBB News.
New zoning regulations could be coming to the area surrounding Tyler Pounds Regional Airport.
The Tyler Planning and Zoning Committee passed an ordinance to protect the airspace around the Tyler Regional Pounds Airport.
If you were to build something at a particular height that might obstruct an aircraft from safely approaching any of those six runways, that is the issue that we're trying to avoid.
The final decision will be made by the FAA. Longtime homeowners are concerned they would need to sell their land and move.
Officials say homes and businesses in these new restricted areas are good for the most part, but they want to make sure they have these standards in place for when new development comes into this part of Tyler.
Our news partner, KETK's Ashlyn Anderson. The debate over the separation of church and state has resurfaced at the state capitol as lawmakers consider allowing Bible readings in public schools.
While prayer is currently allowed in Texas public schools, Senate Bill 11 would go a step further with a mandate. The bill sponsored State Rep. David Spiller.
Requiring each campus to offer a voluntary daily period of prayer and reading from the Bible or another religious text. The goal of the legislation is to affirm and protect religious freedom.
Those Texans who testified appeared deeply divided.
We oppose all efforts by the government to sponsor, require, or formalize religious activity.
This bill is not about government promoting religion. It's about ensuring government doesn't suppress it.
The bill passed the Senate 23-7 with bipartisan support, and it is a high priority of the lieutenant governor.
Chris Fox with that report. Police departments in Texas already use drones to keep an eye on things like standoffs, but one department can now launch them to a crime scene before officers even arrive.
Arlington police got a waiver from the FAA to fly drones beyond line of sight, so Sergeant Eric Borton says officers in the real-time crime center can now use drones to give responding officers intelligence about a call.
Our job is to deliver to those officers the best information that we can as quickly as we can.
Chief Al Jones says each drone pilot is licensed by the FAA. The drones have a system to announce themselves and will not record video on the way to a call. Since drones fly above traffic, he says they can reduce response time.
If we can get there and determine that the person doesn't have a gun, then we can have a different type of response and we can have a different approach for our officers.
Until now, officers have kept drones in their car and could only launch them when they get to a scene. They'll now be able to fly them from two set locations.
Alan Skaya with that report from the original Evans Air Conditioning and Plumbing News Center. I'm Melissa Kaiser.
Locally owned,
locally managed,
locally committed.
Your only local news radio.
KTBB.
And KTBB.com. And hey, folks, no matter where you drive, you're never out of range of KTBB if you have the KTBB mobile app on your mobile device. The app is free for Apple and Android. It's brought to you by ETR Air Conditioning and Heating. ETR and Train, they have your back. Stay tuned for a complete update on the weather. That's coming your way next from KETK meteorologist Braden Seo. KTBB News Time, 7:39.
You're a guy and you want to take care of yourself.
I think the great thing about men is they're very motivated to do what they feel like they need to do to take care of themselves on a personal basis.
Brandy Love is a certified family nurse practitioner and a healthcare provider at the Men's Clinic in Tyler.
But what goes missing is they don't really have the information they need to make the changes that they're capable of making. So we just decided we wanted to bring something to Tyler that was focused on removing those barriers.
One low monthly fee, concierge level service.
So we're going to make you feel better, and we're going to make sure to give you the ability to do what you want to do and to really be as healthy as long as possible.
The Men's Clinic in Tyler offers primary care, acute care, ED and hair loss treatment, weight loss, hormone therapy, and more. Learn more at mensclinictx.com. The Men's Clinic, men's health redefined.
The summer of savings is heating up with huge savings on every new Toyota. And summer starts here at Classic Toyota in Tyler. Hurry to Classic Toyota in Tyler and get huge savings with 0% financing for 72 months on new 2025 Tundras. 0 for 72. That's 6 years interest-free. Now, folks, that's a real deal at Classic Toyota. 0% for 72 months on new 2025 Tundras with Toyota's legendary quality, reliability, and resale value. Plus, at Classic Toyota in Tyler, you'll shop our largest selection of Tundras and Tacomas in over 4 years, and you're going to save big on every single truck in stock, friends. Now's the best time to save on a new Toyota truck, so check them all out at ClassicToyotaTyler.com. That's ClassicToyotaTyler.com, or come see them up close at Classic Toyota and get 0 for 72 on new 2025 Tundras. That's Classic Toyota on the South Loop in Tyler. Call 888-338-6788 for details.
Let's talk a little bit about home cooking. The good thing about home cooking is it's typically delicious. The bad thing is you got to get out grandma's recipe book. Next thing you know, you're looking for coriander. That's why I go to Daniel Boone's Grill and Tavern. At Daniel Boone's, we'll feed you and feed you good.
KTBB News Time, 7:41. Time for a look at the weather with meteorologist Braden Seo.
Partly cloudy skies are expected for our Thursday. We could see maybe a couple of showers and storms across the area, with the better chances in deep east Texas, where moisture levels are just a little bit higher, and we will see those high temperatures around 80 degrees. We'll see lows tonight in the upper 50s, climbing into the mid to upper 70s by Friday afternoon. Again, partly cloudy skies expected, but around a 30% coverage of storms during the afternoon, as a little bit better moisture will be around. And then on Saturday, we'll have, again, partly cloudy skies, but only a 10% coverage expected. So really just one or two storms possible during the afternoon. Sunday, though, rain chances move out, and we'll be looking at highs in the upper 70s, just in time for our Mother's Day. And then heading into the beginning of next week, lots of sunshine and warm temperatures expected as we return to above average temperatures in the 80s. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thanks, Braden. Folks, it is 59 degrees over Komatsu, 61 degrees over Tyler Pipe, and 61 at KTBB. Throwback Thursday trivia is next. A seasoned entertainer today. KTBB News Time, 7:43.
Living in rural East Texas is great, but weather is unpredictable. It can be particularly scary if you live outside of town. But gas and supply can take some of that worry away with propane. Propane will be there when you need it. It's safe, efficient, clean, and in most cases, less expensive. Most of all, you can count on it in bad weather. Gas and supply is all over East Texas in Tyler, Longview, Mineola, Jacksonville, Henderson, Campbell, and Canton. Gas and supply is also the welding headquarters in East Texas. It's the best stop for all equipment and supplies. How does gas and supply save you money on propane? They refill by the gallon and not the cylinder. You buy what you need without having to buy the whole cylinder. Think propane, and remember, American and locally owned gas and supply to keep your rural home or business running even when our weather turns nasty. Gas and supply for propane, welding supplies, and now hand tools, hardware, and more. Close to you in 7 East Texas cities and online at gasandsupply.com. That's gasandsupply.com.
American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the oldest coin shop in East Texas, with the same owner for over 30 years. That means quality and experience in buying and selling rare coins, investment gold, silver, and platinum bullion. American Gold and Diamond Exchange is the go-to store to sell your gold, jewelry, and diamonds. They're probably worth more than you think. American Gold and Diamond Exchange, 5th and Fleschel and South Broadway, Tyler, and AmericanGoldAndDiamond.com.
Cash on the spot, American Gold and Diamond.
Do you have people knocking on your door trying to say your roof is damaged? Let Cables Roofing give you honest advice. Call with confidence. Call Cables. CablesRoofing.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:44, 61 degrees. Folks, it is time for Throwback Thursday trivia. You can win a free gift card from Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse in Lindale and Tyler. One winner per household every 60 days. We're looking for the first caller with the right answer. 903-593-5822. 903-593-5822. That's your number. Here's your question. Who is the oldest person ever to host Saturday Night Live? Who's the oldest person ever to host Saturday Night Live? We are ready for your call. Good luck. And taking a look now at sports, the Golden State Warriors got some tough news yesterday.
The Warriors may have a one-game lead over the Timberwolves in their second-round playoff series, but Golden State will be shorthanded until further notice. Steph Curry suffered a grade 1 hamstring strain in Tuesday night's victory over Minnesota, and the four-time champion will be reevaluated in 1 week. Based on that timeline, Curry will miss at least the next 3 games of the series, with Game 5 scheduled for Wednesday, May 14th. Curry will now miss his first playoff game since the 2018 Western Conference semifinals.
That's Joe Morgan. In last night's action, the Knicks rallied from a 20-point deficit once again. Jalen Brunson hitting a pair of free throws in the final 13 seconds to put New York ahead of the Celtics. Final score 91-90 as the Knicks took a 2-game lead in the series. The Thunder pummeled the Nuggets, putting up an NBA playoff record 87 points in the first half. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander led the floor with 34 points. Final score in the OKC win 149-106. A hockey team has a new name.
The NHL's Utah Hockey Club announced Wednesday that beginning next season, the team will be called the Utah Mammoth.
They once roamed Utah, and now they roam again.
The team released a video on social media to announce its nickname, the Mammoth, selected after 4 rounds of surveys and 850,000 votes by fans in Utah on the final ballot. The team branding is based on the tusks of the mountain mammoth, which curve up to form a letter U for Utah. Team color, same as currently, rock black, mountain blue, salt white. Whoever Utah picks at this year's NHL draft will get to wear the new Mammoth home jersey. For fans looking to purchase gear with the new name branding, sales will begin ahead of next season.
Jared Max with that report on the ice last night.
In front, the Stars shoot and score, Rantanen from the right wing circle. Can you believe it? He has done it again. Back-to-back hat tricks.
All the scoring from both teams happened in the second period. The Stars with a 3-2 win over the Winnipeg Jets in the series opener there. The Astros beat the Brewers in the afternoon baseball game to avoid the sweep. Final score 9-1. In the nightcap, the Rangers got homers from Adolis Garcia and Josh Young, while Red Sox slugger Alex Bregman hit the 200th of his career. Boston evened the series with a 6-4 win. Your Money Now is next. KTBB News Time 747.
I'm with Annetta Carter of Magnolia Financial Strategies and host of The Retirement Message here on KTBB every Saturday at 2 and Sundays at noon. Annetta, so many people have done the hard part of saving and growing their wealth over the course of their career, but they still wonder, can I retire? How do you help them answer that question?
Well, you know, Jerry, we use goal-based planning in our firm, and that includes all of the basic expenses of life, like housing, food, and healthcare. But we also take the time to find out what is important to our clients, and we want to build a plan that includes bucket list items as well, you know, and even unexpected expenses. We also account for taxes and inflation, so our clients are prepared for uncertain times like rising taxes later on. Mm-hmm. And not only is building that plan important, but making sure that it stands up with all of the possible things that could stress a retirement. And we have the software to actually stress test your portfolio against a downturn in the market, as well as a long-term care need, someone dying early, and many other things. And if you're wondering how much longer that you need to work or maybe considering retirement right now, we want to urge you to come in for a consultation, and we can help you find the answers you need to feel confident about that really big decision that you have to make.
Call now to schedule a complimentary retirement review with Annetta Carter. She can show you how to protect your hard-earned savings and build an income plan for retirement. Call 903-287-7017. That's 903-287-7017, or visit her website at magnoliafinancialstrategies.com and listen to The Retirement Message every Saturday at 2 and Sundays at noon here on KTBB.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Annetta Carter, Texas license number 1025102.
Jeff Hamilton of Diana, our trivia winner this morning, taking home a free gift card from Texas Music City Grill and Smokehouse. All right, so who is the oldest person ever to host Saturday Night Live? It was Betty White. The longtime TV star even made fun of her age.
At my age, if I want to connect with old friends, I need a Ouija board.
Betty White was 88 when she hosted SNL on Today's Dates back in 2010. Also on this date, 1886, the first Coca-Cola was served. 1945, VE Day marked the end of World War II. 1963, the very first James Bond film hit theaters in the U.S. And in 1980, the World Health Organization declared smallpox officially eradicated. Coming up next is Your Money Now. It is 61 degrees in Tyler, 59 degrees right now in Longview. Stay tuned looking for a high of about 81 today. KTBB News Time, 7:50.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The European Union's executive arm said it will launch a dispute with the World Trade Organization over the U.S.'s reciprocal tariff policy and duties on cars and car parts. The European Commission also said it had launched a public consultation on a broad list of U.S. imports to be potentially subject to countermeasures if a trade deal is not reached with Washington. Apple wants a court to pause a decision in its case against Epic Games and allow the iPhone maker to charge commission on in-app transactions that link out for payment. Apple is also looking to pause a ban that prevents it from restricting app developers from choosing the language or placement of those links. ARM shares dropped more than 8% after the chip design company issued weaker-than-expected guidance for the current quarter. The chip designer said revenue this quarter is expected to fall between $1 and $1.1 billion. Futures are moderately higher after President Trump announced the U.S.-UK trade deal. That's Your Money Now.
If you need to hire, it seems like the whole process can be exhausting. You search resumes, wait for the right candidates to apply, set up initial interviews. It's a lot of time and work. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates for your job the very next day? Now you can, with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro is super easy to use. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you can choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day. Best of all, you save time and energy.
Try Zip Intro for free right now at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow. Once again, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's Melissa Kaiser here, and I want to share some local healthcare news. Look for Total Point Urgent Care for family primary care and those minor emergencies. Total Point clinics are convenient, affordable, and there's no long waiting without an appointment. They offer telemedicine and even behavioral care in Jacksonville. Total Point also offers membership discounts without insurance. And now through May 31st, listeners can get 50% off a membership with the code KTBB50 at TotalPointCare.com. That's TotalPointCare.com.
Hi, I'm Bert Newts with Athens Tractor and Equipment, your local Kubota dealer. We've been selling and servicing your equipment for over 20 years. Come see us during Kubota Orange Days to see our full line of Kubota compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, RTVs, construction equipment, and hay tools. For all your jobs, Kubota is known for reliability. Stop in or check us out online at AthensTractor.com. Voted best place to buy farm equipment in Henderson County.
KTBB News Time, 7:53, 59 degrees in Longview, 61 degrees right now in Tyler. And a good Thursday morning to you, East Texas. It's time for a special message or a special check-in right now from the city of Rome, Italy, where KTBB's Paul Gleiser is at the Papal Conclave at Vatican City. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon here, Jeff. It's coming up on 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Been a busy day here in Rome.
Well, bring us up to speed on what's happened. I understand some black smoke yesterday.
Yes, we've had black smoke now twice. So yesterday afternoon, about, 5:30, after the long oath-taking, every single cardinal, all 133, had to swear the same oath with his hand placed on the Gospel of Matthew in a Bible. And those guys talk slow. It took a while, but finally about 5 o'clock, the papal master of ceremonies said this.
Extra omnes.
And what that means in English is get out. And so everybody who is not a cardinal or one of the very few people who's not a cardinal who is yet in the Sistine Chapel to provide support to the conclave cleared out of the Sistine Chapel. The cardinals were locked in and the conclave actually began. Based on what we expect, conclaves, we expected a vote and smoke to go up the chimney about 7 o'clock last night. Didn't happen till a little bit after 9, about 2 hours later than what was expected. And it went up the chimney, and it was as was expected. It was black. That means this morning they come back in, they will go back into conclave. They they start deliberating again, and they start the voting again. There's two ballots taken in the morning, two ballots taken in the afternoon every day. The result, when the second ballot is complete, if they have not elected a pope, they fling all of those ballots into the stove, and they send them up the chimney. And we got the black smoke today, just a few minutes before noon, which means the next time we're out there looking at the Sistine Chapel roof, looking at that chimney that's placed there on a temporary basis, will be in about 2.5 to 3 hours. We'll all start assembling, and the 250,000 people that were out there on the square, they watched, all dispersed. I still don't know where they go. They will they will all be back again, and we will all be looking for the smoke. And, you know, the longer we go here, the more we anticipate it will be white smoke instead of black smoke. And I'm going to tell you, we will be there, and I'll be watching, and I'll tell you what goes on. Our coverage is sponsored by Christus Health, your life, Christus's purpose. Reporting from Rome, Jeff, it is indeed I, Paul L. Gleiser.
Thanks, Paul. And folks, follow along with Paul's coverage, ktbb.com/conclave. Again, that's ktbb.com/conclave.
Hi, Bill Kilts. Summer's here, but how are you going to keep up if low testosterone levels are draining your energy? Testosterone replacement therapy, or TRT, with Low T Center. Online TRT services might seem convenient, but often you end up spending hundreds of dollars on unreliable test kits, then waiting days for lab results before you even know if you qualify. They say you meet with a doctor, but sometimes you don't even see a person on the screen. Do you feel comfortable trusting your health to a chat? Low T Center has been changing patients' lives for over 15 years. Treatments start with an in-person consultation. There's never been a better time to start TRT than right now, with a free consultation and a free T-test. With a convenient location on Old Jacksonville Highway in Tyler, you can be seen by one of Low T's health professionals and get started right away. Low T Center gives you the power to take control of your health in the center or professionally monitored custom dosing for home treatments. And for those of you guys looking to lose a few pounds, Low T Center has got that covered too, with prescription weight loss. Free B12 shot on the same day. Most major insurance accepted. Offer is limited, so go right now to fixmylowt.com to book an appointment.
Sure, you can get something framed at the chain store, but what's missing?
I think the biggest factor there is expertise.
Certified picture framer Trisha Pottinger owns Trisha's Rose City Framing.
The second biggest factor would be care for your item. We treat it as if it was ours.
If it's a memory or a moment that matters, you should frame it so it will last a lifetime.
I am a certified picture framer, which means the industry of picture framing has said I know what I'm doing. Every single piece that comes in has a story to it, and you want to share that story in a way that the integrity of the piece is maintained.
Photographs, paintings, diplomas, sports jerseys, military decorations. With professional custom framing, they all tell a story. Trisha's Rose City Framing has the expertise and the certification of the Professional Picture Framers Association. Trisha's Rose City Framing is in Tyler on Shelley Drive. Learn more online at rosecityframing.com.
This is Tony Busby with RIDEX. Let's talk pest control companies. There are many choices in the Tyler and East Texas area to choose from for your termite and pest control needs. Why choose RIDEX? To begin with, we are a family business with four generations of experience that spans 81 years. When you call our office, you will speak with Kim, an owner with over 25 years experience, or Tony, an owner with over 32 years experience. We use only the best products and processes to solve your problems, and there are no problems we have not solved. We offer one-time service, we give discounts for regular service, and there are no contracts to sign. Call RIDEX Termite and Pest Control today and let us solve your problems. Call us today at 903-509-9663. That's 903-509-9663. Or visit us online at TylerRIDEX.com. That's TylerRIDEX.com.
KTBB News Time, 7:59 on this Thursday morning. Good morning to you, East Texas. Melissa, what's coming up in news?
The manhunt for a murder suspect continues, and Governor Abbott ramps up the pressure on the Texas House to take up his priority bail reform. Braden, how about weather?
High temperatures this afternoon will climb to near 80 degrees under partly cloudy skies. A stray storm is possible. From the East Texas Storm Center, I'm KETK meteorologist Braden Seo.
Thank you, sir. Folks, right now it is 61 degrees in Tyler, 59 degrees in Longview. Braden's complete forecast just after the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the Sean Hannity Show at 2 o'clock today. Jimmy Fallon's Fox Across America at 11. On the Glenn Beck Show, is Planned Parenthood giving hormones to minors? That's right after the local news. Fox News up next.
your only local news radio. 97.5 KTBB-FM, Troop Tyler Longview, KTBB Tyler, and KTBB.com. It's 8 o'clock.
After all the tariffs, a deal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's a trade agreement with Britain. President Trump will detail it next hour. After posting on Truth Social, it's a full and comprehensive deal with the UK, cementing our relationship.
The president sees this as the first of many deals to come.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff at the White House.
The agreement is the first since the president imposed and then later paused stiff tariffs put in place on countries at the beginning of April. The UK is subject to 25% levies on steel, aluminum, and cars, and does fall under that 10% global tariff. Right now, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and U.S. Trade Rep Jamieson Greer are preparing to arrive in Switzerland, where tense trade talks with China are expected to happen there. Tariffs on China remain at 145%.
There's concern those tariffs could lead to inflation and hurt the economy, yet the Federal Reserve decided against making an interest rate cut like the president wanted yesterday. So on Truth Social, a Trump post this morning called Fed Chairman Jerome Powell a fool who doesn't have a clue. It happened to Colombia again. And that anti-Israel protest last night escalated when some of the pro-Palestinian demonstrators moved into the main library on the university's New York City campus. Police came in, arrested more than 80 students. Acting Columbia President Claire Shipman says,
"These actions not only represented a violation of university policies, but they also posed a serious risk to our students and campus safety."
Black smoke rose again this morning at the Vatican, where thousands are gathered waiting for a new pope to be picked.
I was born and raised Catholic, so this is like a huge event for me. We keep calling it the Catholic Super Bowl.